Ukraine's president wants military assistance without limitations. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Will NATO stop thinking and worrying about this, how Russia will react? Who can be sure?
Volodymyr Zelensky asking for that help today, virtually addressing a NATO emergency summit. NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg just said,
"We agreed to do more, including cyber security assistance and equipment to help Ukraine protect against biological, chemical, radiological, and nuclear threats."
President Biden is at the talks in Brussels, now shifting gears for discussions with our G7 allies, pledging $1 billion in additional food, medicine, and water and other supplies for Ukrainian refugees. The U.S. is adding more sanctions on Russia as well, targeting some members of parliament and Russia's gold reserves. It's been a month since Russia started its invasion, and some cities have been decimated, like Mariupol, where almost all the housing is gone. Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov tells Fox what happens a war crime.
People suffering from lack of water, lack of medicine, lack of social help. They're just surviving like in ancient time and have any possibility to find some water, food.
But Ukraine has also fought back. NATO estimates 30 to 40,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded.
They have pushed the Russians, kept them out of Kyiv.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby just told Fox,
"The Ukrainians just in the last 24 hours or so pushed them back to about 40 to 50 kilometers away."
North Korea launched a 12th missile test this year amid a nuclear and sanctions standoff with the U.S.
It could be the biggest intercontinental ballistic missile fired so far by the Hermit Kingdom. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not immediately say whether the weapon involved in the launch was ballistic or how far it flew before landing into the sea.
Fox's CJ Papa. Inflation may be surging at a 40-year high, but unemployment keeps dropping. First-time claims fell more than 10% last week to 187,000, the fewest in more than 52 years. America's list.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Listening to Fox News. It has been quite a week on Wall Street, down, then up, then way back down, and this morning back up again. The Dow is gaining 158 points, the Nasdaq's adding 61, the S&P 500 is up about 24 points, the price of oil is down about $2, under 113 bucks a barrel. Gas is little change. AAA's national average for regular remains just under $4.24 per gallon, and while that is down a dime from its recent record high, it's about 70 cents more than we were paying a month ago. Connecticut will join a few other states, suspending its state gasoline tax, saving drivers a quarter a gallon. California may do something different.
Governor Gavin Newsom proposing up to $800 in rebates to Californians who own cars to soften the blow from record gas prices. The plan would give registered owners $400 per vehicle with a two-vehicle limit. Owners of electric cars and others that don't run on gasoline would also qualify. The Democratic governor estimates the rebates will cost taxpayers about $9 billion. California has the highest gas prices in the nation, AAA reporting the state average for regular grade is $5.88 per gallon. Newsom also proposing a pause for part of California's sales tax on diesel fuel and a halt on a scheduled increase in the state's gas tax this summer. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
We're getting more information on Bob Saget after the comedian died in a Florida hotel room. An autopsy showed he suffered a head injury, perhaps from a fall, but no sign of foul play.
A staffer at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall, where the late comedian was performing, telling police in an interview that before his final stand-up set January 8th, the 65-year-old complained he wasn't feeling well, mentioned he was suffering from long-term COVID effects, and that it was taking his body a long time to get over it. He also seemed to be suffering hearing issues and said he'd been sick the night before with a sore throat. People magazine had gotten an incident report from the Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Office, which found there was no conclusive reasoning for Saget's fatal injury.
That's Lillian Wu. I'm David.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.